At the tender age of 8, Emmanuel Jal was recruited to fight in a guerrilla war. He took up arms for the Sudan People's Liberation Army, a militia that was fighting the government of Sudan. As a child soldier, Jal went into battle carrying an AK-47 that was taller than he was. He later escaped to Kenya. Now Emmanuel Jal makes music that talks about his history as a child soldier and the need for peace. His new CD is War Child, and it mixes traditional African sounds with hip-hop vibes. Emmanuel recently shared some of his extraordinary life story.
I believe I've survived for a reason to tell my story, to touch lives.
I was driven by my village. When my village was burned down and we were running all over here and there, our cows, and my mom died in the time of the war, and then this my sister's displaced, and basically it's a kind of a revenge, a bit, you know, when you're bitter, you know. That's what driven me. So, but other people were freedom fighters like the adults. But as the young people, most of us were not forced to do it anything, to go to war. But the first battle wasn't easy. You know, you feel like you're scared, you know. But once you pull the trigger, you know, you just dance to the beat of the gun because it pulls you up and on until when you survive or when you're dead.
Your life took a lot of different turns where you trekked through the desert and not everyone who was with you survived. Later on, you met an aid worker, Emma McCune, who passed away later in a car accident, but she got you into Kenya. What was it like to decompress from being in a situation where every day you had to fight for survival to being in a situation where your life was more like the lives of people, for example, who might be listening to this radio show?
My escape, you know, and when the things were really horrible, you know, you kind of sometimes want to lose hope. Will this war ever end? What's going to happen? What's happened with my brothers and sisters? Because I lost contact with my family. So that was frustrating. And my trek in the desert wasn't easy, you know, seeing some of my friend die and watching somebody starving to death. It's not a good thing because someone becomes skinny. And also me getting tempted even to eat one of my best friend because there was no food and the cannibalism that broke out there. But when I arrived in Word, it wasn't easy because even though when I met Emma McCune and she had so much sympathy and wanting to take me and adopt me, in my mind I was still thinking I'm a soldier, but I had nightmares. She would wake up and try to talk to me. No, you're not in Sudan. You're in a safe place now. There's no war. Sometimes maybe if I'm in a place and bored, I may start playing like a soldier and naming stuff and fighting when there's no someone to fight. So it's crazy.
It's what people now call post-traumatic stress disorder. And do you ever deal with it now, just waking up in the middle of the night and thinking you might be back in a war zone?
I would say, I would thank God most of my problems were in Kenya. Most of it, you know, because you see, when I came to Kenya, I got a lot of love and a lot of attention from different people, like Emma's friends and her, giving me good treat, taking me and appreciating me. And even when I'm wrong, they're not beating on me or jumping on me. So they were a bit soft to me and educating me. And also, because Kenya is amazing, I start going to churches, you know, and music. I listen to positive music that encourage, that is good for my soul. So, and listening to people's stories and getting to learn the world.
Bless you.
Tell me, bad, hungry belly, lies in my eyes, head to be.
me for my size. That's another little starving child running around in Africa, born to be wise.
Emma McKeon was a gift to our community. I only thought I was the only one rescued, but I realized she rescued over 157 child soldiers. And apart from that, wherever she goes, she touched people's hearts, mine, and leave a smile. And she was somebody who was dedicated, really, and loving the people and wanting to do all her best to help them come out of the poverty, and also the heart she has for young people and demobilizing child soldiers. But apart from that, it's the love that she's given me, you know, staying with her. She took me to the best school in Kenya. And when she smuggled me, you know, I didn't have clothes to wear, so I was wearing her clothes, her shoes. And I was like a little brother, because I'll sleep with her in the same bed. And also when I was in Kenya, people would tell her, why are you taking care of this kid? You're wasting your time. You should send him to a children's home or something, you know. And she didn't give up, and she gave me the best education. That's why I'm able to speak English. And there's nothing much, there's no way I can say thank you to her, but it's just to make her name known.
Let's talk about some of the other songs on War Child. There's one called Forced to Sin, where you talk about really what it's like to be a soldier. Tell me about that song.
Forced to sin to make a living. Forced to sin to make a living. Sometimes you gotta lose to win. Never give up, never give in.
When I was in a refugee camp, I did everything to survive, you know. And me and my friends, we used to go and steal chickens, and we used to go and pretend do other stuff, so just to make a living. And I've reached here because of the horrible things I've done, but I'm saying it's not great. But sometimes we are forced to sin to make a living.
We used to raid villages, stealing chickens, goats, and ships, anything we could eat. I knew it was rude, but we needed food. And therefore, I was forced to sin, forced to sin.
You know, at this point in time, you've seen so many things that other people haven't, and you've written that into your music. Are you hopeful that your music can transform lives?
I'm hopeful because it's helped me as a person, and it's communicating for my country. And different places where I perform, I meet different people. They say, I've listened to your music, and you're inspiring, and I thought I had so much problem, but just listening to what you're saying and looking at you just make me keep on moving. And it used to depress me talking about my story and doing all this, but it energized somebody and it makes somebody appreciate life. That's what also encouraged me to say, okay, nothing just happens, everything happened for a reason.
Emmanuel, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Sure, thank you.
Sudanese musician and former child soldier Emmanuel Jal. His new CD is called War Child.
I was born in Sudan in a place called Tony, in a village by the river where the people born strong. Irrespective of the fact that the place is war-torn, the people are still strong. Life is simple, people humble. They have been oppressed, oppressed, but they overcame this kind of struggle. What I love about my people is that in the hard time they can still...